I have just left the Fropping Enclave. I am seeing all the equipment for Milnar and other bands down in this basement, and I am now on my way upstairs.
Chapter 1, verse 1, a letter to the Scientologist.
L. Ron Hubbard came to me all sweaty and pissed, wanting to know how badly he's missed. I laughed and dropped Bob's name and gave him a wink. He's to blame for fucking your game, Ronnie. Yeah, turn the page here, sorry, brothers. Sure, you got David and that boy toy Cruz, but for the most part, the con sees through your old ruse. Not to mention, we really underbid you on the buy-in. He glared at me through one putrid, blood-filled, oozing black shit I can only imagine was his soul. His other eye was clear and blue, but both were filled with the fear. Through the noxious pink stink odor that filled my third nostril, I listened to his woes. Some bastard named Ivan Stang, he for sure would hang. Some poor wrench named Connie, Johnny Carson, and some cat named Richard Dawson. Then out of nowhere, I smell it. The pipe. His pipe. Bob's pipe. I feel piss trickling down my leg. First it's hot and nice, turning quickly cold and frightening. I know it's him! Bob! Quick as lightning, he whistles. And L. Ron comes running all the while, whining, whimpering, and shaking his ass. And from the depths behind the smoke, I hear him whisper, "It's hard to keep good drummers." And they were gone. This is the gospel of peace. Praise Bob! Laugh out loud, bitches!
I'm done.
Peace!
Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you. And doc, in honor of Dr. Hal, who could not be here.
Sure.
Love you.